This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet has approved one-time budgetary support of 10,000 crore rupees for oil marketing companies to provide aviation turbine fuel, ATF, price stabilization support to Indian Airlines for their domestic and international operations. Briefing the BI New Delhi Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, this is a self-sustaining revolving fund which will help to stabilize ATF prices for scheduled Indian carriers.
ATF price stabilization fund mein
a self-sustaining revolving fund has been established under the ATF price stabilization fund. Airline carriers who want to participate in this will be provided aviation turbine fuel at a stable price during the current crisis. This is expected to significantly reduce the adverse impact on the aviation sector, where over 70 lakh jobs had started to be affected by the ongoing stress in the industry.
Because of the stress in the sector, wo isse significantly mitigate hoga.
The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for support to the National Capital Region Planning Board for replacement of old trucks and buses in Delhi NCR area. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that yoga is gaining tremendous popularity across the world. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, today he will join the first World Yoga Asana Support Championship 2026 virtually. The championship will be held in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. Mr. Modi said the platform has brought together yoga enthusiasts from around the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired the 10th India-Lao PDR Joint Commission meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Lao People's Democratic Republic, Thongsawan Phom Vihan, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides held detailed discussions on various aspects including trade, investment, health, energy, digital connectivity, development partnership, capacity building and culture. United Kingdom Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs Yvette Cooper arrived in New Delhi tonight on a two-day official visit to India. Ms. Cooper is scheduled to call on the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. She will also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar this evening. National Payments Corporation of India has officially partnered with ACLEDA Bank to launch Unified Payments Interface UPI acceptance in Cambodia. The Ministry of Finance said that the first phase enables millions of Indian travellers to make seamless QR payments at over 4.5 million Cambodian merchants with a two-day way corridor to follow. It said that in the subsequent phase, the corridor will become fully bidirectional. A total of 21 people lost their lives after a fire broke out at a guest house in the Malviya Nagar area of New Delhi yesterday. Delhi police said the deceased include 9 Indian nationals and 12 foreign nationals. The police said a case has been registered and an investigation is underway. They further informed that Lovekesh Bajaj, the owner of the building in which the fire broke out, has been detained. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister's office said the lapses that culminated in the tragic fire at the guest house will be examined with utmost seriousness and accountability will be fixed wherever it lies. The United Arab Emirates has expressed its solidarity with India following a deadly guest house fire in New Delhi that claimed several lives and left others injured. In a statement, the UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs has conveyed its condolences to the families of the victims and reaffirmed its support for India in the aftermath of the tragedy. Central Advisory Committee CAC for Pradhan Mantri Anusuchit Jati Abhyuday Yojana PMAJAY concluded its high-level national meeting in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Union Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar. The minister emphasized the need for coordination between the states and the central government to achieve the desired outcomes of the program. He informed the CAC that the scope of PMAJAY will be expanded to reach more socially and economically aspirational scheduled caste communities. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Indonesia Open Super 1000 with the comeback win over China's Wang Hongyang. India also secured a mixed doubles victory as Rohan Kapoor and Ritwik Aghadi defeated Chinese Taipei Yang Fu Xuan and Hu Ling Fang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.